It's a holy day in the Christian world, and on this Ash Wednesday, Pope Benedict made his first public appearance since his stunning announcement earlier this week that he would be resigning at the end of the month. And joining us live from Rome is CBS reporter Sabina Castelfranco. Sabina, welcome back. Always good to have you with us here. What did the Pope have to say to the audience today in Rome about his resignation?
Well, it was pretty incredible. You know, I was at the general audience today because it was clearly going to be an important day to be there. And the actual audience hall was packed. I mean, wasn't a single seat left for anybody to sit on. And as soon as the Pope came in, he got a standing ovation. Everybody got up, started clapping, cheering. And then he said, and these were his first words, he explained that he had decided to resign for the good of the church, that he had taken this decision in total freedom, and that this was what he had decided and was what he believed was the best thing to do, and asked for prayers from the faithful for him, for the church, and for the new pope.
Sabina, how did he appear physically?
He actually looked pretty well, you know, like we've always seen him. I mean, certainly he's a little frail, but he did appear to, you know, read his, you know, his prepared catechism that he has very well without any problems. He spoke in a strong voice. You know, he looked the 85-year-old man that he is, but certainly no different to when we last saw him. But this is a decision that he's taken, and he explained it again because he didn't feel that he's strong enough to continue to run the church at this stage. And on the 28th, he's going to, you know, leave. We were later told by the Vatican spokesman Federico Lombardi that he will be spending the last day on the 28th with cardinals, and then he will take a helicopter and go to Castel Gandolfo, the papal summer residence in the hills outside of Rome.
Excellent. Sabina, thanks so much. Appreciate the update. Live from Rome this morning, that's CBS reporter Sabina